Well, if you've been tuned in for the last half hour or so, we've been listening to a warm-up. It was called Doiris, or Generations, traditional klezmer recordings from 1979 to 1994. Doiris, that's real klezmer. Well, when I say real klezmer, as opposed to what poses as klezmer today, rather disappointing for me in any event. I had a little technical problem, and Sol helped me with it. Let's get to the introduction to the program, and here's our theme. Well, as we hear Tzeina, and Yisachar Maron's a wonderful, wonderful selection. That's my theme song for many, many years. This is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to almost 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Well, you know what happens. We have what are called technical problems. And look, when you're working with a computer, and you really don't know what you're doing, and you're at the mercy of I don't know what we're at the mercy at, but it's pretty tough. I understand there's some snow on the way in Central Jersey. Sol tells me I didn't see the weather report. We had a little snow this morning, and I'm glad that the concert was yesterday and that we didn't have to worry about a snowstorm. During the second hour, I'll tell you about the debut of the Cantorial Trio, other than to say that it was just a very satisfying, very wonderful event, and I was so pleased to be part of it and to see how the three young cantors and the two surprise cantors performed. The audience was certainly into their performances, and as I said, I'll discuss it at greater length during the second hour. Let's get on to the 10th Hasidic Festival, 1978, and it's Uzi Hitman with Modim Anachnu. Uzi Hitman.
שאתה הוא הדושם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו לעולם ועד. מודים אנחנו לך שאתה הוא הדושם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו לעולם ועד. צורנו צור חיינו מגן שיינו אתה ולדור ודור נודה לך ונספר תהילתך מודים אנחנו לך שאתה הוא הדושם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו שאתה הוא הדושם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו לעולם ועד. צורנו צור חיינו מגן אישנו אתה הוא לדור ודור נודה לך ונספר תהילתך. מודים אנחנו לך שאתה הוא הדושם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו לעולם ועד. מודים אנחנו לך שאתה הוא הדושם מספר תהילתך, מספר תהילתך. ונספר תהילתך, ונספר תהילתך.
Going back to 1978, well, you know, let me just tell you a little story about 1978. Those of you who've been with me throughout the years know that I started in 1977 at WFMU. I had the Friday morning special program, pre-Shabbos program with Larry Gordon, and lasted there a couple of years until I got my own program at Seton Hall University in 1980. However, if you know my background of the old record players and how I had so many 78s, those are the heavy old records that people used to throw away because they couldn't play them on their more sophisticated equipment. And I had so many hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands, I don't even remember at the time, of recordings of Chazonis and Yiddish. And then when we hit 1978, we changed the name of my segment. It's Charlie's 78s in 78. I can never ever repeat that again. 45s and 40 and 45. No, that doesn't seem to work. 33s and 33. Let's see. How many more years do I have to wait? 33 would be 22 more years. I don't think it's. I don't know if it's going to work. But that was a lot of fun. I used to bring the old wind-up Victrola with the Doors. Many of you remember the stand-up Victrola, and it opened up the Doors, and I would hold the microphone in front of the Doors and play those wonderful old records. And quite frankly, prior to that, I really had no experience or knowledge of Jewish music. It was very minimal. I guess when I lived in Israel in 1963, I got into some of the pioneering songs, but that was very limited. But it was that introduction. Let's see, I was, how old was I? In 1977, I was 41 years old. That was the beginning for me of Chazonis and Jewish music. And that's why I always feel so strongly about the fact that the young people today need an exposure. Some may just learn to love it because it will touch their soul, but they don't even have a chance to hear it. Because I personally can attest to the fact that it's an acquired taste, or it can be an acquired taste if you weren't raised with it. I was not raised with it. But it's something that you can certainly learn to appreciate and love. And I know many of you have had that experience. Anyway, I was just thinking of that because this record was from 1978, the 10th Hasidic Song Festival, and there I was with my old records also. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to 1982, just a few years after that. And this will be Shelley Lang and Al Kol Eila. It certainly was one of the favorites at the time, and also a rather favorite selection of mine, Shelley Lang.
Al hadvash ve'al ha'oket על המר והמתוק, על ביתנו התינוקת, שמור כלי הטוב. על האש המבוערת, על המים הזקים, על האיש השב הביתה מן המרחקים. על כל אלה, על כל אלה, שמור נא לי כלי הטוב. Al hamar ve hamatot זה הבית, על הגן, על החומה, מיגון, מפחד, פתע וממלחמה. שמור על המעט שיש לי, על האור ועל הקו, על הפרי שלא אפשיל עוד ושנסף. על כל אלה, על כל אלה, שלות ליבי בחושך נרשמות עכשיו. אנא שמור לי על כל אלה ועל עם ובנפשי, על השקט, על הבכי ועל זה השיר. על שיבי ואשובה אל הארץ הטובה.
That's such a beautiful song, isn't it? That's Al Kolela. And Mickey and Eva, I don't know if jet lag has gotten to you, but if you're listening, welcome back from your vacation. It's wonderful to have you back safe and sound. And I hope you'll be enjoying this music. The next selection, also a favorite. By the way, I was just thinking about Al Kolela. I had a lot of fun with that around 1979. Somewhere around, no, it was in the 80s where I took 10 or 12 versions of Al Kolela, and I played maybe 20 seconds from each one and just had people try to guess who was singing each section. I have to try that perhaps with a Chazonis piece. I think that would be a lot of fun. I used to have Name That Chazon, where I just play a whole piece, and it usually was very easy. But that would be interesting to take six or seven chazanim through a single piece, and you know, splice it together so that it would be seamless, and see if you could guess who the cantors are. Got to get the phones working, because those were fun times when we had Name That Chazon. And also people calling up, giving their their opinions. Another piece from Shelley Lang from 1982. This was the popular Kinor David. David's harp.
שנים רבות שמעו בארץ ישראל קולות ניגון שירה ומזמורים. בצליל קול מיוחד ובנימה טובה
פתאום לבוא ביין ליתרת מלווה הוא את שיריו זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורא את המיתריו פתאום לבוא ביין ליתרת מלווה הוא את שיריו לפני שנים רבות בשערי ירושלים נצפה נפמת בחלון ניחל הביטה במשול ובעיני האור יוקד דוד ובידו כינור הביטה במשול David ובידו כינור זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתריו כי טוב לי בו ביין ליתרף מלווה הוא את שיריו זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתריו כי טוב לי בו ביין ליתרף מלווה הוא את שיריו חלפו שנים רבות בתהילת התהילים עוד מיתרי כינור דוד נוגנים אומרים ישנו מקום ובו הצדיקים עם פרוות כינור דוד שומעים אומרים ישנו מקום ובו הצדיקים כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתריו כי טוב לי בו ביין ליתרף מלווה הוא את שיריו זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתריו כי טוב לי בו ביין
Shelley Lang with Kinur David. As you know, for many years I was head of research, consumer research at Supermarkets General Corporation. That was Pathmark and Rickle and whatever. And I'm always used to doing surveys, and I was just thinking about this. I know a lot of people only listen to the second hour because they're just lovers of Chazanis, and they don't tune in from 9 to 10. And as I'm sitting here, I'm wondering, is anybody listening to the first hour? And would you want it continued or would you want it discontinued? Perhaps you give me some feedback on this one. I'm interested in your opinion. This is to cbjmusic@aol.com. Obviously, you're listening on the computer, so you do know about email. If you have a chance in the next day or so, or even this evening, send me a note about your preference. Could we just do well, if you're listening to this hour, I guess maybe you like it, or I don't know. Could we just do away with it and have 1 hour of Chazanis? What would your preference be? I think I'll ask that on the second hour also. Is there a preference? 2 hours of Chazanis, I think that might be that might be hard to do. I could do it, but I'm not sure that would work. Should we just do away with this this first hour of the mixture? For those of you who are listening to the first hour, I guess it's self-evident if you're listening, you enjoy the first hour. So, well, let me know that you're out there listening to the first hour so I won't have to question whether it's worthwhile to continue with it. Okay, this is a survey. I'm just asking you for your feedback. Stay with the first hour, the mixture, or just eliminate it? Give it a minute or two, perhaps, just to let me know your feelings. cbjmusic@aol.com. Again, that's cbjmusic@aol.com. And the question is, should we do away with the first hour of the mixture? Okay, let's go to the 1998 Ohel concert, and this will be this will be from a it's from a live recorded at a live concert, so it's a whole different feel. This will be Avram Fried with Modeh Ani. Avram Fried.
Business, Baruch Hashem, 18 years. And a song of thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam. Also a song composed by Yossi Green.
Adonai Shalom. chimeim malochecho. Hakidoshim oyuve atoyeri. No shiyoisim ritzoi nevevecho. Adoina sholoim oyoi dirara, 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 Secho b'nei v'riyisi Moide ani lefonecho Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avo Yisrael
Nothing like live performances there. I hope to have some recordings of the live performance yesterday afternoon. It was recorded not with sophisticated equipment, but with pretty good equipment. And hopefully I'll be able to share some of that wonderful, wonderful chazanis with you in the forthcoming weeks. We'll see about that, but in any event, those who did attend certainly enjoyed it, but a lot of interesting comments for the future, and always appreciate your feedback, that's for sure. I had mentioned over the years, you know, that there were four who influenced me very early on in the non-Chazanis world. It was Avram Fried and our next performer, the big MBD, that's Mordechai Ben-David, and Shlomo Kalbach, and Ben-Zion Schenker, who we'll hear in a few minutes. These were, well, the four that I would say influenced me the most in my early development of the love of this music. So let's go to that same Ohel, concert of 1998, and the big MBD. And if you don't know who that is, I'm not going to tell you. Okay, I'll tell you, Mordechai Ben David. And this is his classic, Someday. Someday we will all be together.
In the dark, frigid cellar, alone, just a small group of men. When in rushed the soldiers, led them all away. The flame of Torah flickered up that day. So many tears, so much sorrow. The pain has lasted thousands of years, but
Mashiach will be sent. Together now in Yerushalayim. One more, you can do it better than that. In Yerushalayim. Be'ezras Hashem.
Were you there at that concert? Okay, that was the big MBD, Mordechai Ben David, and at the Ohel concert with Someday We Will All Be Together. Well, I must confess, this next CD, I just happened to listen to by accident. I'm always pulling out these CDs that I have in my collection, hundreds and hundreds, and I confess some of them I listened to once and just set them aside and said, nah. Now, this was the compliments of Yeshiva Beit Orot. That's the Hezer Yeshiva on the Mount of Olives. And a few years back at one of their dinners, they gave out this Yehuda Glantz recording, this Yehuda Glantz CD. I've never played this. And I was in the car the other day listening to some of the selections, and I'm going to play a few. They're different. And I hope you'll enjoy. I hope you'll enjoy listening to them. The first one is a composition by Yehuda Glantz, and it's Pitchu Li.
Pitchu Li Share Tzedek Avo Bam Odeka Ze Hashar Lashem Tzadikim Yavo Bo Pitchu Li Share Shar Lashem Tzadikim Yavou Bo Odecha Gia Nitani Vatili Lishua Vemasu Abonim Aita Lerosh Binam Et Hashem Aita Zot Iniflat Benenu Ze Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila Benizmecha Bo Ze Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila Benizmecha Bo Tzedek Avo Bam Odeka Ze Hashar Lashem Tzadikim Yavou Bo Odecha Ki Ani Tani Vatili Lishua Vemasu Abonim Haeta Lerosh Binam Et Hashem Haeta Zot Ki Niflat Benenu Ze Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila Benizmecha Bo Ze Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila Benizmecha Bo
A little different Yehuda Glantz. Okay, I see the time is passing by very quickly, and I did want to play some of Bensian Schenker's classics. It was such a pleasure to see Bensian at the concert yesterday. Bensian, just only wish you the best, and just keep on sharing your wonderful, wonderful music with all of us. Let's hear his classic, Betzeis Yisrael.
Oh.
beautiful, beautiful. That was Bensian Shenker. I think we have time for one more before we get to the Chazanis. This is Peacefully.
Me